Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to episode 291. So we've got a special live stream going on here. And Tesla, this morning, they reported record blowout Q1 delivery numbers. I mean, it's insane. In this video, I'm going to share my thoughts, take a different look, some different angles, trying to understand what's going on here and why Tesla was able to blow out, you know, all expectations, what this means for Tesla in upcoming quarters and for upcoming years. So yeah, this, in my opinion, like I've been following Tesla earnings and delivery numbers actually for the longest time, ever since, you know, probably over a decade or so. And in all of the past quarters that I've been following Tesla, this quarter is definitely one of the best. I'm not going to say it is the best because Q1 2013 was absolutely the best. It was when Tesla really was at a make it break it moment. They blew out, you know, expectations. They came out with a GAAP profit, and Tesla went from, you know, like a $50 stock, a pre-split, all the way, you know, to $100, $200 because of that quarterly report. But this quarterly report was absolutely amazing. And I want to share kind of my thoughts. So Tesla ended up producing 180,338 vehicles, which is crazy. And they delivered 184,800 vehicles. So they almost delivered $185,000 vehicles. This is a record quarter for Tesla. And of the 185,000 vehicles, only 2,020 vehicles were Model S and X. And these were not the refreshed ones because they're not delivering them in numbers at all. So these are kind of inventory Model S and X's. So how can we break this down? So I want to share with you guys why I think this is just crazy and amazingly bullish for Tesla's company going forward. And I want to break down several reasons why I think this was an amazingly significant and important quarter. So number one, Q1 is actually seasonally the weakest quarter of the year. See, typically car sales, they go in a kind of a quarterly cycle. So Q4, the end of the quarter, end of the year, is the strongest. People are buying the most cars, you know, before the end of the year, around Christmas, etc. And Q1, January, February, March, is typically the time where you have the weakest car sales. And so what Tesla has just done in this Q1 delivery report is they delivered the highest delivery quarter they've ever delivered in the history of their car company. Or their auto company, and they've done it in the seasonally most weakest quarter. And this is amazing. Number two, here's why it's significant. They've done it largely also without Model S and X sales. If you think about this, typically, you know, you might have 15 or 20,000 Model S and X sales, but what's happened is they've done this without Model S and X sales largely. I mean, you have 2,000 deliveries, but these are inventory cars, right? That's like a rounding error in some ways. What was happening with Q1 is we were expecting Tesla to push out some refreshed Model S and Xs, but in my opinion, the retooling, you know, the testing and all the stuff of production took longer than expected. And so Tesla wasn't able to push out the refreshed Model S and X. And I think next quarter is actually better because they could push out perhaps 10,000, if not 20,000 Model S's and X's refreshed. And the demand is clearly there. It's a new vehicle. And this is in addition to the Model 3 and to the Model Y that they produced in this past quarter. So if you think about this, Q1 blowout delivery numbers were largely just Model 3 and Model Y, right? Very little Model S and X. This is huge. Number three point, why this is a significant and historic Q1 delivery number is this was done without Berlin and without Austin. You see, Fremont is actually an old school kind of first gen factory. And it's kind of capped out. They've got like, you know, older equipment. It's not as efficient. They're not able to make things as efficiently and as cost efficient as possible. Now, Shanghai is that next generation factory. And in Shanghai, factory production is actually still growing because they just got the Model Y line up and running. And the demand for the Model Y is outstanding because it's not just China, but it's also Asia Pacific. And then what's interesting also is we got Q1 record numbers without Berlin. You see, Berlin is going to make Model Y in the second half of this year. What a lot of people don't realize is that currently Tesla isn't selling the Model Y in Europe. So all of European sales, this is just the Model 3 in Europe. And with Europe, you have to imagine that the demand for the Model Y is probably at least 2 times the amount as the demand for the Model 3. So if Tesla was able to actually sell the Model Y in Berlin, right, out of Berlin into Europe, this is hugely bullish. This is another huge market that Tesla can open up. In addition to this, Berlin is like the next generation factory beyond Shanghai. They're taking all the stuff that they learned in Shanghai and they're applying it to Berlin. So they're going to dramatically lower the cost of the car. Further, this is the first factory that is probably going to use 4680 cells in the Model Y. And so now we're going to see a radical cost reduction in Model Y. What is Tesla going to use the radical cost reduction in the Model Y? In my opinion, they're going to lower the cost of the Model Y for the end consumer, because they can always make up margin from the full self-driving option package. So they lower the cost of the Model Y, right, to the end consumer. And this just increases the demand for the Model Y. So in my opinion, Europe is just starting out. We're just in the early innings of Tesla demand in Europe. And Q1 this past quarter was basically without any Model Y demand, which is going to be huge in Europe. And that's why it's actually astounding and amazing quarter. All right, number four, these record deliveries, they're done in the midst of a global chip shortage, right? This is the fourth reason this quarter was an amazing quarter. See, a lot of OEM automakers are cutting production of their vehicles and their factories because these don't have enough chips. And there's a global chip shortage, and there's a lot of different reasons for this, but part of it goes back to when COVID hit. It hit so strong and so fast, automakers reduced their expectations of kind of how many units they were going to sell. And basically when the demand started to recover, the automakers started to put back their orders, but they had to go back in the queue and everyone was caught off-footed. And so there's still, these chip makers are backlogged like crazy. And so the cool thing about Tesla is a few things. Number one, they didn't have to cut their expectations of delivery. So in my opinion, one of the reasons why Tesla wasn't as effective from the chip shortage as other auto OEMs is because they kept their 500,000, you know, unit number, and they knew in 2021 they're going to grow like crazy. So they didn't have to cut their expectations with, you know, the chip manufacturers. Thus, they were able to, you know, keep that supply up. And second, I think Tesla probably has a bit more leverage with suppliers because they're more focused. Suppliers now know that Tesla is going to be growing like crazy, and Tesla is more on top of it because they don't have like 50 different cars to keep up with, right? It really is, you know, the main car is the Model 3 and Y, which share most of the same parts. So they really have one main car that they focus on, and that's an advantage for Tesla. All right. Number five, I think this quarter also is a great quarter because I think that Tesla, it's in the midst of Tesla sandbagging guidance. So last quarter, they gave kind of their annual guidance, which typically they give a unit guidance. But this time what they did, they said over a multi-year horizon, they're going to grow about 50%, right, year over year. But in 2021, they might grow faster than in later years. And I think what's cool about this kind of multi-year ambiguous guidance of 50%, it leaves a lot of room to beat that, especially like in 2021 and 2022. And because of that, of this ambiguous guidance, it kind of sandbags it. And it's like Tesla's, I mean, I love the sandbagging. Ever since CFO Zach Kirkhorn came on board, I think Tesla has had a much more disciplined approach with finances and guidance. And rather than giving guidance on a stretch goal, what Tesla's doing is they're giving guidance on goals that they know that they can beat and that it leaves room for them to beat. And so a lot of people are thinking, hey, Tesla is guiding for a 750,000, right, delivery number, maybe 800,000. That's what people are thinking, 750,000, 800,000. But if you think about it, Tesla already delivered almost 200,000 vehicles. I mean, 180 sure is less, but there, if you just times that 200,000 by four, that's 800,000. So Tesla doesn't really need to increase production that much to hit an 800,000, right, delivery number for 2021. And that's probably one of the biggest takeaways from this Q1. If Tesla delivered 160,000 1,000 vehicles like a lot of people expected. What would happen is, yeah, that kind of matches to maybe 800,000, right? Delivery number at the end of the year, because they're going to ramp up more in the second half. Maybe an 850 if you're stretching it. But if you start out closer to 200,000 in Q1, like 180,000 or 185,000 actually, right? That's the delivery number. 184,800 in Q1, what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for a lot more than 800,000 deliveries in Q1, which are in 2021. So you're setting yourself up for maybe 900,000, even more. I mean, there was a leak call where Elon says they have a chance of delivering 1 million. This is kind of crazy. And I think because of this Q1 blowout quarter, analysts are going to have to rethink like their expectations for this year, but also next year. And we can see actually a interesting response next year, next week with the stock price. Overall, I think this Q1 blowout quarter really sets up a great 2021 for Tesla. You've got the refreshed Model S and X, right, coming online in Q2. It's going to be an awesome vehicle, or two vehicles. You have growing Model Y production in Shanghai. So this is something that's, you know, they're just getting online. They're building their production. There's a ton of demand. And because they're producing it in an efficient way, they can lower the cost to increase demand. I think that's a key point too. And finally, they're also coming online with Berlin in the second half of this year. And Berlin's going to be focusing on Model Y. So you've got a lot of potential increase in production this year in 2021. The last thing I want to share actually is number six. Tesla did this all without paid advertising. I think that's just absolutely remarkable, right? They blew out quarterly expectations, not just quarterly, they blew out their last Q4, which is like seasonally the highest quarter, you know, in the year. They blew it out with a seasonally weak Q1 without much Model S and X sales, right? And without, you know, Shanghai fully ramped, without Berlin, you know, starting. They did all without paid advertising. I think this is just a remarkable story that Tesla is going through right now. By focusing on an outstanding product, a great owner experience, to be kind of completely kind of fanatical, right, with your product, and to love the product design and the whole process, right? Tesla has proven that you can actually do something just remarkable and amazing and win people over. The rest of 2021, I believe, is a story of ramping 4680 cells, which will allow Tesla to have radically lower costs. It'll enable Cybertruck and Semi and the upcoming $25,000 Tesla car, and it'll open up huge new markets for Tesla. And we're talking about like Semi logistics. The $25,000 Tesla is going to open up just amazing amount of demand in new markets. It will take Tesla into the millions of cars. And also for 2021, you've got the full self-driving rollout. And that's going to be exciting because that's also going to, as it shows its effectiveness over time, it's going to increase the take rate of how many people buy the full self-driving option, which is going to increase the amount of margin that Tesla gets on their cars, which is going to improve their bottom line for 2021. So in summary, this Q1 blowout quarter is a great sign that Tesla is definitely on the right track, that they are firing on all cylinders, kind of, you know, they're not an ICE company, but they're blowing away, you know, the expectations of people. And this is what I want to see in a generational company that's in a huge multi-trillion-dollar market. I want to see them push the envelope, you know, really push the pedal to the metal, go as fast as they can, but focus on the product, focus on your customers. I think Tesla is really hitting the nail on all accounts. So overall, yeah, this quarterly report was definitely an A+ for Tesla in all respects. And I want to give congratulations to Elon, Tesla team, all the workers at Tesla, and to every Tesla shareholder who's part owner of the company, right, and has a stake in the future of the company. Anyways, great sharing with you guys, and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.